Blog Talk Radio.
Show mercy and grace. Heal me. Your presence amazes me. Oh, Lord.
My God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Just a
More. Nobody can love you like Jesus. Praise God. I can tell you I love you all day, but nobody can love you like Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's the first one loves you. Hallelujah. He's going to be the last. Hallelujah. Because his love will never die. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory of your name. You are still the same.
He will always be God Almighty. Woo! Praise God. Woo.
Just your cast out and looking within.
Come on now.
The promised land, the feeling of
Be glad, God, in you right
now, God, every minute, every second, every hour of the day, God, we want to praise you and give you glory, God. Hallelujah, because you are God. You are God, and there is none other beside you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you. You said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, Lord. God, we praise you. Yes, we praise you. We praise you, oh God, for you are God, and there is none other beside you, oh God. We praise you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Oh God, it belongs to you, Lord God. It belongs to you, oh God, and we worship you. We worship you. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or you may be going through some sickness, even though you can't check. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be fighting, whatever the devil is trying to oppress, depress you with, tonight, oh, we pray, God, that you be set free. God's favor is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. If someone has said something to you and it seems as though you cannot shake it, praise God. This is the night you shall be. Oh, we're not going to let the devil have no authority. You shall be free in Jesus' name. Praise God. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, is the one that keeps, delivers, and sets free. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, praise God. Does anyone have any prayer requests tonight? If so, press 1 if you have a prayer request. Oh, I'm getting my words tingling up. If you have a prayer request, please press 1 that we may pray for you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to pray for those that need prayer. Praise God, because the enemy, I'm telling y'all, the enemy is out here fighting, and he is determined to try to take us down. But God said, if my people will pray, God told us to pray, and we're going to pray tonight. We're going to bombard the heavens, and we're going to tear down the enemy's camp, praise God, because he has no authority over God's people, because God's people shall be set free. Praise God. I see some hands going up, and I'm going to ask Minister G, would she pray for the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 287, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Minister Richardson sharing. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I would like for you all to pray for me.
Okay. Thank you, Minister Sharon. So glad to have you tonight.
Amen.
Okay. 985, go ahead. 3193. Praise God. I believe that's Sister Bowman.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank everybody for the prayers, the cards, the love you all showing me during my bereavement. And I just want to tell you all that I love you all. There's nothing y'all could do but love me back, because the love I have for you all will never fade away. Amen. And just pray
Amen.
My strength to continue holding my hand and my church's hand that we'll go through this amazing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're sorry we couldn't be right there with you, but in heart and in spirit, we were right there, Sister Bowman. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
All right. Is there anybody else before Sister G comes? Praise God. Go ahead, Sister G. Wait, there's one other person. All right. Mother Stokes, you have a prayer request there. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Continue to pray for me and my 5 sons. And there was, I don't know what state it was, a band of people 16 people were in the band. The band caught a fire this morning. They were going to a graduation, and 6 of them died. 10 of them were able to get there. The band was leaking fluid when the people saw it on the highway. And so we want to pray those people's strength in the Lord.
Amen. All right, Sister G.
Okay. Sister Sharon, she said she has a doctor's appointment tomorrow, or what was it she said?
Yes, she has a doctor's appointment. She's going for a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Okay. Father, we just consult you, the great and mighty I Am, the one who knows everything, the one who knows our thoughts afar off. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to bring these prayer requests before you tonight because you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And, Father, we lift up Sister Sharon, your daughter, who knows your name. But thank God, Lord God Almighty, you know everything concerning her. You know her body. You know everything. You know every swelling part. You know every tissue. You know everything, her lungs, her organs, her head, brain stems, heart, blood, bone marrow, nerves, nerve endings, back, spine, every part of her body, Lord God. We call it healed right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that we will believe your report. Your report says she's healed by the stripes. As she go for the doctor's appointment, Lord God, no matter what report they give, we believe your report that she's already healed in Jesus' name. Everything that Sister Sharon is concerned about, Lord God, we leave it at your feet in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I lift up a son or someone who's like a son that she is, oh, God, she is talking to, counseling him. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will listen in the name of Jesus and take heed in Jesus' name. I thank you for Minister Shirley Bowman, Lord God, the mighty woman of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, from Louisiana, Lord God. And Father, you already knew the day that you would take her husband back home with you in the name of Jesus. It was no surprise to you in the name of Jesus. Father, the word of God says, our lives are short and full of trouble. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for consoling Minister Shirley Bowman and her children, grandchildren, all the family members in the name of Jesus on his side, her side. Strengthen the family, Lord God, like never before. Oh, God, prepare them for what's to come. Oh, God, we bind up every contrary spirit that's not wanting to get along in the family, Lord. We pray a hedge of protection around. We speak peace over every family member, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we honor you. We honor your presence. Now heal her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes, Lord, when you lose a loved one, it's like your skin is being pulled apart, like a greater separation, oh, God, a pulling apart. So, Father, heal those areas. Heal her heart. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you are there for her. You are loyal and faithful. You won't ever leave Minister Shirley Bowman or her family, Lord. And Lord, some of her children are taking it so hard. But Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will console them, you will strengthen them, and you will draw them closer to you concerning this situation in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you for Mother Stokes' request. Oh, God, as you are continually, oh, God, taking care of her and her 5 sons and their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and as she go to and for driving in the city of Atlanta, I thank you for safety and protection. And, Lord, our hearts are saddened when she gave the sad news about the 16 people who were in the fire, in the van who caught on fire, oh, God. And 6 of them left this earth in the name of Jesus. Tragically, we bind up trauma in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Lord God, oh God, you are the great and mighty counselor. You, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to intervene in this situation. Take care of those who, the other 10 who survived, heal their bodies, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Provide help, provide strength for them, provide healing for them, provide everything that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, the people who survived, oh God, we ask you for strength. Those who died in this tragic death through the fire, oh God, through the explosion, Lord, we ask you to comfort and console their family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes death come difficult, hard, and sudden, traumatic. So, Father, we bind up that traumatized spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that they shall get past this in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We honor you. You are the God who healeth us. You are the God who hears our prayers. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. Oh, you are a great creator. So we give you glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving for what you're doing. Even those who didn't lift up a prayer request, Lord God, we lift up unspoken prayer requests, and we thank you for moving mightily on their request. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister. Praise God. And I would like for you all to consider purchasing her book. She just published another book. Would you tell them about it, Sister Karika?
Yes, it's a series of books, and the books are called The Diary of an Unwed Mother. And the Lord, you know, wrote the books through me because I don't always know what to say. But the Lord spoke the book through me, and it's called The Diary of an Unwed Mother, Volume 4, Unplanned and Unwanted, but Sent by God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, before I come with the word, I'm going to ask Sister Keys, will she give a song?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. Yes, I will heal the land from all diseases. I'll heal the land, turn it over to Jesus, and he'll heal this land. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Come to Jesus just as you are, weary, wounded, and said he will heal the land, heal the land. Yes, he will. He'll heal the land. Amen, amen.
The perfect song. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight,
I want to come from my favorite book of the Bible, and my title list tonight is Fear Not, and that is coming out of Joshua chapter 1, praise God. Joshua chapter 1, that whole book is just so anointing if you could ever just get into it and let it bathe you. So it'll just talk to you. It is my favorite book, even though I love the Psalms. Praise God for his peace and his quietness. Praise God and encouragement. But the book of Joshua just encouraged my spirit so much. Praise God. And we're going to be going to that book. But before we go there, I'm going to lay a little groundwork. Praise God. Hallelujah. Title, Fear Not. Fear Not. I just want to talk about the Lord does not want us to fear. Even though things come up on us, things unexpected may come up on you, but the Lord say, fear not. And we're going to go to Matthew first, 6 and 25. And it said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, for ye shall or what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than merit, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What you do by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil, nor neither do they spin. So why you let things deter you and spin you and get you all tossed up, praise God. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or where so shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have in need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow, for what tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day with evil thereof. God is teaching us something tonight. Take no thought, fear not, of all the things that may try us, to cause us to bow, praise God. But he's telling us to seek the kingdom of God. God is telling us, praise God, letting us know that things are going to come, but we don't have to worry about it, praise God, because he's there. All he wants us to do is seek him. Seek him, praise God. Hallelujah. Look what he told Abraham in the book of Genesis, praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis 21 and 17, and it says this, praise God. Hallelujah. So over there, 21 and 17 said, and God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of the Lord called Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee? And I'm asking you, what's ailing you? If there is anything ailing you tonight, hallelujah, bring it to Jesus. He said, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the land where he is. God knows where your children is. God knows where you are. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're going to face before you even face this one. Fear not. Fear not. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to do the same thing in your life. If you fear not, he has heard your cry. He has said for you to call upon him. And Sister Felicia sung, she didn't know that would be just the perfect song for this message tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. Praise God. So the angel called out to Hagar. God allowed an angel. You don't know what God is going to allow to come and speak to you or who he's going to speak through. It may be an angel. It may be a thunderstorm. It may be a person. God can use whatever he desires to use. Praise God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, praise God. 26 and 24 says, praise God. And we're going to go over there to Deuteronomy 26 and 20 and 24. I mean, 23 and 4. My God, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it right. 23 and 4. And it said, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. I don't care how your enemies come up against you. Let not your heart faint. Fear not and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. Oh, my God. You know, we can let the least little thing. Come on, somebody. We can let the least little thing that the enemy try to do to us make us tremble. But God says, fear not. Just put your armor on and be ready to fight against those things that come up against you because God is fighting the battle for you anyway. Praise God. Fear not. You are not alone in the battle. You are not alone in the battle. God is in there with you. When the king put the boys into the fiery furnace, the king said, I put three, but I see four. He said, it must be their God. He had to recognize their God was in there with them. We have to recognize who's in the battle with us. We have to recognize who's fighting for us. Praise God. Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8 says, hallelujah. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth good with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn. That what God has sworn unto you, what he said he going to do for you, all you have to do is believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you to fear not tonight. Praise God. Let's look at 8. And the Lord, he is it that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee, and he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not. I'm telling you to fear not tonight. Neither be dismayed. Let me tell you, when I begin to look at all the fear not, there is so many in the word. God just encourages his work people all the way through the Bible. Praise God, not to fear. And we get fearful. We let the devil come in. Praise God. And steal our joy, our peace, praise God. But I am determined tonight to tell you to fear not and do not let the enemy try to come in there and steal your joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever God has told you to do or go, take charge and do as he has commanded you to do. He's in this thing with you. He told Joshua that. So let's look at Joshua. Praise God. Like I said, this is my favorite book. Praise God. And all through that, he commanded Joshua. Because, see, Moses had died. Hey, glory, hallelujah. And so Moses wasn't there with him anymore. Praise God, hallelujah. Moses, he couldn't look to Moses anymore. Praise God. He couldn't look. He didn't have Moses to help him anymore. So God told him, said, now your Moses is dead. He said, now you come on now. Let's go. And God told Joshua, he said, every foot, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you. Just like I gave it to Moses, God said, just like I did for somebody else, God said, I'm going to do the same thing for you. I don't have no respect to person. Oh, I love this thing tonight, y'all. I just can't hardly get it out. Fear not tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to do this whole chapter, but I don't see it because every verse here is so important to me, and it's been important to me for some time. It just burns within me. Praise God. Hallelujah. From the wilderness to Lebanon, even to the great river, Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, I don't care where you go. I'm out. Come on, Jesus. He love our body. I don't care where you got your foot shall trod upon. God said, I'm still there with you. Praise God. And won't be any man be able. Can't nobody stop you if God ordered your footsteps. Come on, somebody. Listen to me. Praise God. That's in. He said, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. Just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Praise God, Sister Bowman, because I know you by name. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, only be strong now and of good courage. For in this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance. God got an inheritance for us. God is God, and he's giving out blessings every day. Come on, somebody, hear me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look at verse, the next verse. He said, not only be thou strong and very courageous. And look why he told him to be strong again. See, just keep on courage. You don't stop one time. God don't stop two times. God don't stop. He just go on and on and on and on and on and encouraging us on and on and on and on and telling us and leading us and guiding us on and on. He said, be strong now. Be strong now and very courageous that thou mayest observe and do all according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He said, that's what I told Moses to do. And God said, I don't have no respect, and I want you to do it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God wants you to preach this word, if God wants you to be a missionary, if God wants you to be a soldier, if whatever God has called you to do, go ahead on now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This thing burns within me. Praise God. He said, turn not from the right nor to the left that thou mayest prosper. Look, God want to prosper you in the way. God wants to prosper you on the way if you will go on. But if you get stuck, glory, hallelujah. If you get stuck, you can't prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he don't want you to get stuck in the process. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to go on. Be encouraged. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Knowing that he is right there going before you. Praise God. Come on, let's look at another one. Praise God. We trying to get through here. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He wants you to stay. pray and partake of this word. Eat of it. Praise God. Let it digest. Let it get down into your spirit, man, so that you will be strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. According to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Praise God. God wants us to partake of this word. He left it here for us to partake of it, not to lay it down, not to get fearful, not let nothing stop us from partaking of this word, that we may prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He said in verse 9, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever soever you go. Now, gracious, somebody better get a word there. I don't care where you go. Oh, God said, I'm with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's just not going to go with you one place and leave you there. He said, wherever you go, I'm with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Joshua commanded the officers of this people, saying, pass through the host and command the people. He got courage again, and he told the people, he told his officers, y'all come on now and let's pass through. Hallelujah. Hey, the fire got up under Joshua. Praise God. Even the more. Praise God. And he got his people in line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, and within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. Praise God. And go in to possess the land. Hallelujah. You're gonna possess some things as you go through. Praise God. Go through possessing the land which the Lord thy God giveth you to possess it. God done given us this whole land. God told us he given us authority over every unclean thing, over every demon. God told us that he give this land to us. Why should we worry? Why should we fret when we have been given the command? Hallelujah. From on heaven. I'm rushing to go through. Praise God. And the Reubenite and the Gadianite and half of the tribe of Manasseh spoke Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest. The Lord's going to give you rest. He's going to give you peace in the midst of the thing. Praise God. Whatever you want. He's going to give you rest and peace in the midst of every situation. Your heart. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Praise God. He has, hallelujah. He has given this land to us. Praise God. God has given us a vast garden. Praise God, down here. I love this beautiful garden that he has put us in. Praise God. I look at it every day, and I say, Lord, I thank you for the trees. Look at them just waving their hands, oh God. I thank you for the moon and the stars. I thank you that it gives off beautiful light. I thank you for the sunshine. Praise God. I thank you for the air that I breathe. Praise God, because if it had not been for the Lord, praise God, I wouldn't have it. Praise God. He said, your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what you got to trot over. Praise God. The devil is a liar. God, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, and he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth thee. Hey, glory, hallelujah. If we are in Christ, God's going to help them in hell. It ain't about you. It ain't about you. He's going to help us all and possess this land that we're going through. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, I love this land. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And to return of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord our servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. You got to be willing to do what God wants you to do. Glory, hallelujah. You got to be willing to do what, don't slide down. Don't let the enemy, make you back down and say, I don't know what to do. I'm fearful. I don't know whether it's the Lord telling me. Go and seek his face. Hallelujah. He said, seek the kingdom earlier. Praise God. Hallelujah. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto thee. See, they come under authority. See, we don't want to come under, hallelujah, praise God. We want to be have rebellion in us, hallelujah. But God said rebellion is at the sin of witchcraft, praise God. We don't want no rebellion in us. We want to come together. God's children was to come together and praise him and glorify him, praise God, hallelujah. We don't let the devil make us back down, no. We walking in love, praise, hallelujah, praise God. We walking in love, praise God, hallelujah. And in the freeness, we free in the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah. And if the enemy think that he's going to take us out, he's a liar, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandments, come on now, don't rebel. Like I said, don't rebel against God, because whoever rebels, they is not going to make it. And will not hearken unto the words and all that thou commandest him. Hallelujah. He shall be put to death. They're gonna be put to death, praise God. You're going to die spiritually. You're going to die spiritually. You won't be able to comprehend the things of God. You won't be able to hear what God is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. But guess what? God's people, he said, only be thou strong and of good courage. God told us, hallelujah, those that are in him, praise God, be strong. Only the book of Joshua is full of it. He told Joshua to rise and go in every place wherever his foot shall trod. I'm telling you, if you go, praise God, desire to go, oh praise, whatever God wants you to do. Don't let the enemy hinder you, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. God is your strength. God is your, God knows you by name. Sometimes when we get weak, praise God, we want to take pills. Oh, I need an aspirin. I need this. I need that. And I need that. Sometimes we OD. Praise God. No, we don't need to go there. See, people get, that's when they get weak, praise God. Sometimes they OD, or they get caught up on taking a prescription medicine. We don't need that. We need Jesus. Like Moses told them, Moses is dead. Joshua told Joshua to go on now. He didn't tell him to go take some medicine. He told him, don't be afraid, to fear not, praise God. Sometimes we want to give up. We want to give up. I hear some people say they gave up on God. How can you fix your mouth to say you gave up on God? Because some new thing done happened to you. You don't give up on God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They say, I just feel hopeless. Don't seem like nothing is happening right. Don't seem like I can do nothing right. Everything, praise God. Hallelujah. Around me is falling. Baby. If you would hear some of our testimonies, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You'll say, I'm going to get some strength. Praise God. I'm going before the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let the devil make you fear. Don't let the devil make you bow down because you don't know how God is going to come to you and what he's going to tell you. He may come to you in a vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. He may come to you at your worst time of the hour, late at night. Praise God. Hallelujah. God may send an angel to you the least time that you think. I'm saying to you tonight to fear not. And do not let this word be taken from you. No matter what storm that you go through, don't let the devil steal the word from you. You get that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you hold tight to that word, praise God, because the word is the only thing. God spoke to me and he said the word is the only thing that is going to last forever. The only thing that is going to last is the word of God, praise God, hallelujah. His word is him. It's from everlasting to everlasting. You can try to burn this book up. It won't work. His word is forever established in heaven. Praise God. His word is him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can't kill God. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't destroy him. And he don't want you destroyed. He wants you to hold unto his unchanging hand. Praise God. He wants you to hold on to the horns of the altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. For what he has done for you, praise God, he'll do for you again. Praise God. Hallelujah. And again and again. So hold on and fear not and be not dismayed, because the enemy definitely is going to try you. The enemy is going to try every one of us. Why? Because God says, praise God, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer, for you shall overcome them. Praise God. You never know when God is going to come to you. He doesn't come when you want him, but he comes at the time you think not. Fear not. Fear not. And let God be your guide. That, I'm so glad I got through that, Joshua. I do that, Joshua, for you tonight, praise God, because I love the book of Joshua. And if anybody has anything to say, come right now before we go off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let this book not depart out of your mouth. Praise God. And you will not fear, but you will stand strong in the midst of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you will let the enemy know that he has no authority over you. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, again, I'm so thankful for all of you that's on. It's time for us to go. Praise God. Don't forget, on Friday night is Minister Janet on this same number. Praise God. 714-409-0578 with Victorious Living. Minister Zadie Alford is Saturday night at 7 o'clock with Just Show Up Ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So glad to be home. Praise God. The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, myself. Praise God. Don't forget yours truly, Vivian George. Praise Colin George. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So glad you are.
Okay.
God bless you. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May he keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank
God.
And give you peace. Amen. Be blessed now.
Amen.
And see you next week.
Amen. Good night. Love y'all.
There's a powerful word. Amen. The powerful lesson. Amen.
Praise God. God bless you.
We're going to pray because we need to pray, people. We need to pray. Saturday morning,
yes,
for 10 o'clock is prayer time. Please meet us Saturday morning for 10 o'clock for prayer.
Amen.
Have a good night now.
Have a good evening.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night. Powerful message. Powerful message.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Love you. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.